Mountain Dew's in big trouble with some folks in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. In fact, pretty much all of them. Mountain Dew ignored the UP. I'm going to tell you all about that in just a minute. But first, I've got to get a guy in here who knows about Mountain Dew and buttered popcorn and juju beans and all that good stuff. That, of course, Ron Van Timmeren, my good friend from Celebration Cinema, stumbling in to tell us about all the great summer movies. There he is, everybody. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I missed you last couple weeks. How you been?
I've been well. I've been very, very well. I travel on occasion. You know, you get out from time to time. I know. You and I need to escape every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people have been escaping to the movies. I like that segue. Spider-Man, Far From Home. Huge box office, $185 million over the holiday week last week, over $600 million worldwide. The world loves Spider-Man. Give me more, right?
Apparently, well, my daughter, of all, and I don't know why it is, and my son, too. She's 14, he's 7. They love this stuff. They love Spider-Man more than the others, and I don't know why. They just adore him.
Well, listen, that's it. Tom Holland, the new Spider-Man, is a well-cast, let's just say. And this movie, a lot of the time is spent with him as Peter Parker. Steve, he needs a vacation after that movie Endgame and all the work he did in that. He's off to Europe with his high school class trip. So there's some identification because, you know, Spider-Man's like a kid. He's a high school guy.
And exactly.
He just wants to get with his girlfriend and you know, then he's got to save the universe. All that stuff happens to him.
Yeah, what do you got to do in your spare time? Oh, I'm going to save the universe. No big deal. I'll be right back.
That's
I love that.
What, that's a setup of the new Spider-Man Far From Home. So I think they can identify with the character. How about that?
There you go. And they do. And they love it. And apparently so do a few million other people.
Right. This week, you might want to think twice about sending them to the new movies because they're both rated R. The wide release is Stuber and Crawl. Stuber is the odd couple pairing of Kumail Nanjiani and David Bautista. Bautista plays an L.A. cop. Kumail plays Uber driver named Stu. Get it, Stuber?
Yeah, anyway, yeah, got it.
Those are the comedy ensues when the LAPD cop Bautista commandeers the Uber and they go chasing bad guys. So that's they're trying to be the Hangover of this summer with an R-rated comedy.
Yeah, so if I was the driver, the movie would be Gruber. See, I got it. Yeah. Boy. Yeah, it's okay.
Rhymes with Stuber. It's you.
You got it.
You look kind of like, no, you don't look like him at all. So now we've got alligators as the new sharks in the movie Crawl because, well, let's face it, when the water rises, the alligators come with it, and so this is a movie that is about being trapped, essentially, in a hurricane situation with alligators crawling all over your basement. A lot of people going to be gator bait in this movie Crawl this weekend.
Yeah, rated R for bloody creature violence, it says here. Okay.
You've been warned.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Then a limited release of a movie I really loved, and it's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, called Wild Rose. Story of a young woman who's in Glasgow, Scotland, and she wants to be a Nashville country singer, and it's all about her hard luck life and her talent, her demons, and will she triumph and make it to the big time here? But this Jesse Buckley, who's the star of Wild Rose, is fantastic. Got a great country soundtrack to it, so I'm really recommending Wild Rose. If you like movies like Yesterday or even Star is Born to a certain extent, Wild Rose is a good choice for you this weekend.
There you go. Good stuff. And you got one more for me.
Oh, I've got the Bethany Hamilton documentary called Unstoppable. This remarkable woman lost an arm to a shark when she was 13 years old, and she was surfing, and she went on to become a professional surfer. And so, you know, movies have been made about her already, but this is the documentary of her life, and that's certified fresh from the critics as well.
That's good stuff. All right, and if I want to go to the movies, the best thing I can do, I believe, is to get the app from Celebration.
Absolutely. Download the Celebration Cinema app to get all your information there, or go to celebrationcinema.com for all your movie info, showtimes, and more. And, yeah, it's going to be a big weekend again.
There you go. And where will we find you?
See you in the movie, Steve.
There goes Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. He missed me. It makes me feel, it just makes me feel good. Ron missed me. All right, so Mountain Dew. All right, so Mountain Dew put this whole map of the United States on Twitter. And so the company told the Upper Peninsula that it's going to create a special edition label dedicated to the UP, part of an apology for a mishap, the mishap being this. In its map of the United States, Mountain Dew made the UP part of Wisconsin. The lower peninsula was Michigan, and the upper part was Wisconsin. And the UP account on Twitter, at Upper Peninsula, said, "We are not Wisconsin." Anyhow, Mountain Dew asked the account to help them tell all about the things that make the UP so great. Immediately, people began leaving their own suggestions, including pasties, pictured rocks, Taquamenon Falls, the Mackinac Bridge, Sioux Locks, and, of course, Youpers. You got it. The Twitter account dared the company to make a label specifically for the Upper Peninsula. The mistake spread across the internet Tuesday after it was noticed in a video that some images, marketing materials related to the pop showed that we were part of Wisconsin, which we're not. After collecting the bottle, contestants must enter a code in the bottle cap and scan a picture of the bottle. Once all 50 codes and pictures have been entered, the company will send a $100 prepaid gift card. That's the contest. Mountain Dew not saying if there will be a sort of prize related to the UP label, if it will even be part of the contest or if it will be released to the public. Still, it will be interesting to see how people react to the special edition label once it is made. So the UP, some say it's Michigan's better half. It will be adorning Mountain Dew labels very soon because of the big mistake by Mountain Dew. And there you go. Atoning for that. And good for Mountain Dew. PepsiCo, way to step up. Way to be somebody. Take care of the folks in the UP. From Marquette to Manistee, to Manistique, to Munising, and all the points in between. Good for you, Youpers. Good on you, mates. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.